Open up with me to Psalms chapter 100, verse 4 this morning. Psalm 100, verse 4. I'd like to say that the worship was really wonderful this morning. I really felt the presence of the Lord. I enjoyed seeing my grandson standing by me with his hands up and singing louder than four or five sheep put together. And I was really proud of him and little Peyton for praising and worshiping the Lord. But the worship team really did a great job of bringing us in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
This morning.
Praise the Lord.
Psalm 100, verse 4 goes like this. Well, let's start off in verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands.
Amen.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Come before his presence with singing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. And not we ourselves.
Amen.
We are his people.
Hallelujah.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Hallelujah.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
And into his courts with praise.
Hallelujah.
Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations.
Hallelujah.
Make a joyful shout.
Hallelujah.
You know, we sang a song this morning that said, sing a little louder.
Amen.
When you shout, it ain't quiet.
That's right.
When you shout, it's loud.
Amen.
And sometimes it will do the church to get a little louder.
Amen.
We have to encourage today's church to sing a little louder.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But I tell you what, when you understand how good God is,
hallelujah,
and you have a heart full of thanksgiving and gratitude, hallelujah, you'll let out a shout.
Amen.
Can I have amen?
Amen.
Nobody has to coach you or cheerlead you and say, can you sing a little louder?
Right.
You'll just be singing so loud the person behind you will say, I can't hear nothing but this one ahead of me.
Amen.
But that's all right. They're making their shout heard where it needs to be heard, and that's to the Lord. But verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Amen.
We have, I believe we have that one over the door back there. Is that what that one says? Okay, Brother Stephen then made that. We put it over the door. Enter into, think about that. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving.
That's right.
And into his courts with praise. Before you ever even get to the throne.
Hallelujah.
Whenever you're approaching the gates, the Lord said the gate ain't even going to open unless you're going to thank me.
That's right.
Enter into his gates.
Come
the
on.
Gates will open whenever thanksgiving is going up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's why, I tell you, I was thinking this morning, there are a few things, probably more than a few, that the Lord does not like. And one of them, the major one, is sin.
That's right.
God hates sin.
Uh-huh.
Don't ever think he loves it or puts up with it. Sooner or later, sin will be judged. But the other thing he hates murmuring and he hates complaining. Hallelujah. He hates those two things. And he does not like folks that are not thankful. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, there are some traits that will happen in the last days.
That's right.
In the last days, he said, you'll see these things. And he said, you'll see people lover of themselves,
yeah,
lovers of money. They will be unholy and unthankful. They will be disobedient to their parents. But one of those traits of the end time, I want to pull out of that, is people will be unthankful. I'm telling you, that is a trait. That is a characteristic that we're living in the last days. Unthankful people. People that God had blessed, God had done something for, or others have done something for, and they do not know how to return. I sure appreciate it. I sure thank you. I am so glad that you have blessed me. The Lord likes people to be full of thanksgiving. You got to enter into his gates With thanksgiving.
Yes.
If you're going to come into the throne of God, hallelujah, you come with thanksgiving and you come with praise. You got to learn how to sing.
Yes.
You got to learn how to shout.
Yes.
You got to know how to dance.
Yes.
You got to know how to give God some glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For all the things that he has done for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't understand unhappy people that are born again. I don't understand them. They must not have a revelation of what God had to do to redeem them. The word of God said, hallelujah, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. We all ought to be able to say something, hallelujah, because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If I am redeemed, I ought to be able to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you for giving me everlasting life. Thank you for washing my sins away. Thank you, Lord, for writing my name in the Lamb book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me a life worth living. Thank you that Jesus Christ bled, suffered, and died on that cross for me and the world. And thank you that he rose on the third day. I'm redeemed, and I'm ready to say so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
church. Be thankful.
Yes, Lord.
You are in the congregation of the redeemed.
Yes, amen.
Woo! I'm telling you, you don't want to be standing on the outside of that circle of the redeemed. Oh, if you're on the inside, if you are part of the redeemed, glory to God, you got heaven made. Did y'all hear me? I said you got heaven made if you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You can't work for it. Hallelujah. You can't add nothing to the cross. Hallelujah. If you have been blood washed and Jesus Christ, you have given your life to him, you got heaven made. Praise God.
Amen.
Woo! Everything else you do for Jesus is just icing on the cake.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just icing on the cake. But you got heaven made.
Yes.
Glory to God. I am redeemed. I am redeemed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bible says in Psalm 95, verse 2, y'all may want to write some of these scriptures down because I'm going to be moving, okay? Because I want to leave some time for a few of y'all to say, I'm redeemed, or thank you, Jesus. Psalm 95, 2 says, come before his presence with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
If you study the word thanks or thanksgiving, thankful, in the Strong's Concordance, you're going to see it mentioned time and time and time, over and over and over. You'll see that word mentioned because God wants his people to be thankful.
Amen.
I don't want to be around unthankful people. And I ain't going to do it. I'm going to find somewhere else to go. I'm going to go hang around somebody that's thankful for what the Lord has done. Amen. I don't like mully grubbers. I don't like folks that like to hang out in the pit. I want to get in the group where somebody knows how to praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
It don't matter if all hell breaking loose. They ain't mully grubbing and they ain't in the pit. They ain't glad to be there. They ain't murmuring and complaining, but they're praising the Lord. That's the kind of people I want to be in the group with. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you need to come singing, just like we do here on Sunday morning. We need to come shouting with joy, and we need to be giving some thanks. Every Sunday morning, it ought not be a hard task for you to get up, get dressed, and come to the house of the Lord with some thanksgiving.
Amen.
If that's hard for you, I feel sorry for you.
Come on.
Yes.
It ain't hard for me.
That's right.
To get up and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And a lot of times, if we were, that word thankful, I was studying that, means thankful. When you begin to really think about the goodness of God, you can make a list from here to that door or here to South Georgia of how good the Lord has been.
Amen.
If you'll just think about it.
Amen.
Instead, people like to think and dwell on the negative.
Yes.
Come on. I do not like to dwell on the negative.
No.
I like to think about the positive. I like to look at, hallelujah, the good side of things.
Amen.
I remember an old story. They said they were two buckets that were going down in the well. Both of them went down into the well and got some water. And the other one was coming up and the other one was going down. And one said to the other, they said, "How are you doing?" And one said, "I'm doing well blessed. I'm half full." And the other, he said, "How are you doing?" The other one said, "I ain't doing too good. I'm half empty." One's half full, one's half empty. There's two ways to always look at things.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to be the half full guy.
Amen, brother.
Amen? Psalm 107 verse 1 said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good."
Amen.
God is good. He's not bad. Ain't never been bad, ain't never going to be bad.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If something happened bad, don't mean God did it.
That's right.
Come on, there's a lot of people blaming God for all kind of stuff he never has done.
That's right.
God ain't bad. God is good. Over and over and over and over, if you study the Word of God, you'll find out God is good, and he'd like for you to tell him and thank him and sing to him and to give him glory because he is good.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, whenever they were fighting a battle too big to, it was so devastating, they didn't have a hope or a prayer to win it. They began to pray and fast, and the prophet said to them, "Go out and sing. Send a praise team out in front of the army and get them to sing just a little old bitty short chorus of a song. For the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever." Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. And the Lord went before them and fought and destroyed all the enemies. And it took them 3 days to take home all the spoil, all the gold, all the silver, all the good things. But the Lord is good. And if you were saying to him, if you'll take time to remember how good he is, hallelujah, he'll bless you even more.
Amen.
But I'm telling you holding up your blessings.
Amen.
You holding them up if you unthankful.
Amen.
Parents, grandparents, if you're going to teach anything to your children, teach them while they're young to be thankful.
Amen.
Don't not let them continue with an ungrateful attitude. We're living in a day and time where children are raised and the government been a big part of this. It's called entitlement.
That's right.
That, hey, just because you played on the team, you ought to get a trophy like the first place team. No, if you didn't earn it, you don't get it. Amen?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You got to earn. You got to strive. You got to get out there and work for the blessing.
That's right.
But here's the thing. People want to be entitled.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But if you'll give thanks to the Lord will always be there to continue to bless you.
Amen.
Always be thankful. Be thankful not only in the big things, but remember the small things as well when you're thanking the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, just make up stuff. I mean, just dig up stuff. What is small things? Well, small things to us, because we usually don't think about it, because we're so accustomed to having it, is such things as heat and air inside your house.
Amen.
Or electricity.
Amen.
I know my precious people down in Coffee County, when that storm hit, they were some of them without electricity for 4 to 6 to 8 weeks down there. And I ain't never seen so many people come on Facebook saying, "Man, I'll sure be glad when my electricity gets hooked up." But you know, whenever they had electricity, how many times did they wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the electricity coming through my house today"? Nobody thinks about it till it's gone.
That's right.
They take things for granted. But thank God for the small thing, not just the big thing. I wrote down a few things that you ought to be thankful for. Your health.
Amen.
How many woke up this morning and say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm in good shape"?
Amen.
Amen.
"Thank you, Lord, for these two eyes I can see with."
Amen.
Some people say, well, I can't thank the Lord for my eyesight because I can't see very good. Well, thank God for what you can see.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You need to be thanking God for you, for the hand that's on, that's hanging. You know, some people lost their hands in war. They lost their legs in war. They'd give anything in the world to have your hand that sat around and do nothing.
Come on.
Amen. Come on now.
Come on.
Thank the Lord for your hearing. If you can hear, thank God for it. If you got a heart beating in your chest and breath coming from your lungs, the Bible says, let everything to have breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
If you got two legs and you can get up in the morning, hallelujah, put your bedroom shoes on, hallelujah, walk into the bathroom and turn the hot water on, thank Jesus for that hot water. Because I've gone to a lot of countries, ain't got no hot water. Not only hot water, some of them ain't even got no water coming out of the sink. I go for two or three days on the mission field sometimes, waiting to get in another hotel that got water coming out of the shower.
Come on.
My goodness. But whenever you do without things, it makes you more appreciative for the things that you got. Hallelujah. If you got a head full of hair,
come on.
Be thankful for it.
That's right.
Some folks ain't got none. There's all kind of small little things to be thankful for.
Come on.
How about the food in your pantry?
Amen.
You may not have nothing but a box of saltines and one can of sardines in there, but be thankful for that.
That's right.
Thank you, God.
That's how you get more.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the people in the wilderness,
thank you, Lord.
They begin to murmur and complain. When God was giving them bread in the morning to quail and eat for 40 years. And their clothes didn't wear out, nor the shoes on their feet for 40 years. And all they wanted to do was murmur and complain. This ain't good enough. This ain't good enough. And the Bible said the Lord destroyed a bunch of them because of their murmuring and their complaining. An angel went through there and straightened some of them out. How about if you got a job? Thank the Lord for the job you got.
Amen.
It may not be the one you wanted or the one that you hoped you was going to get, but at least you got a job.
Right.
Hey, some folks ain't got a job.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you got a job, be thankful for it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You got a house?
Jesus.
It may not be like your neighbor's, but if you got a roof over your head and a bed to sleep in, hallelujah, be thankful for it.
Amen.
There's a lot of people in this world ain't never going to own a house. Also,
thank you, Lord.
Learn to thank God for what didn't happen.
Yes, Lord.
Not only for the good things that happened to you, but thank God for the things that He kept you from.
Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes we overlook these little things like,
That's right.
I could have died in that car wreck.
That's right.
Come on.
I could have died. Last year I wrecked a truck. I think it was last summer.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And I just went out, going down the road. And I ran through a brick wall, ran through two ditches, jumped the highway, and hit a big old pine tree. And didn't have one little scratch even on top of my head. And that little scratch is still there. I guess the Lord said, don't forget what I did for you. Don't forget. Sometimes there's a scar left so you can remember.
Lord.
You didn't die that day.
Right.
You could have broke your neck that day. You could have went through the windshield that day. That truck could have exploded in fire that day.
Right.
But thank God.
Thank
hallelujah.
Lord.
You okay.
Yes.
Man. Thank God for the things He kept you from. How about things like you didn't die when the car flipped in the wreck. Thank God for the time you ain't got no money in your pocket. But I still ate that day.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Still had food that day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Still had water that day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Still had a house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God that you could have been robbed, but wasn't.
Mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
Yesterday we were taking stuff out of storage for Haley down in South Georgia. And while we were taking stuff out, putting it in the truck, taking it out, some dude gonna try to walk up to the car. Little Field and my grandson still in the car, the doors were open, and he gonna walk up in there, try to snatch a pocketbook, looking for an opportunity to steal. I'm like, this young man, he got plenty of strength to go get a job. And instead, he gonna try to snatch somebody's pocketbook. Haley seen him just in time to run him off. He began to take off running, and we grabbed that 9mm. That really had to catch another gear.
Amen.
Precious Jesus.
I believe in 9mm. Y'all don't know if y'all do or not. But sometimes I'm going to protect my family.
Amen.
I ain't letting nobody damage my children or my grandchildren.
That's right. Precious God.
I remember I was reading about Charles Spurgeon. And Charles Spurgeon was an old-time evangelist. And one day coming home from a meeting, he got robbed. Man took his money. And when he got home, he told his wife and kids that on the way home, he got held up and the man took his money. And he told his wife, he said, I'm thankful anyhow. His wife said, what do you mean? You thankful? He said, well, I'm thankful that when I got robbed, I didn't lose my life.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. And then he said, I'm also thankful that I left most of my money at home, so whatever he got, he didn't get much.
Right.
I'm thankful for that.
Jesus.
And the third thing he said, I'm thankful for, he said, I'm thankful I'm not the robber.
Oh, mighty God, mighty God.
You see, there's all kinds of things you can be thankful for if you just think about it.
Right.
You just got to think about it.
The Bible says
Second Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks unto the Lord always.
Always.
Always. There's always something good that can come out of a bad situation.
Amen.
If you think about it.
Amen.
But some people always want to think about the negative.
That's right.
Woe is me. Somebody else is getting blessed, but I don't ever get blessed. Yeah. Oh, come on now. Learn to be thankful. This morning, as I get ready to ask you to testify, I need a mic. Mic also, I got one. This morning, you be thinking about who in here wants to say thank you to the Lord this morning.
Jesus.
Because this ain't about me. But I do want to say thank you to the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Because some of the things many things. I could go on and on and on.
Thank you, Lord.
The shoes on my feet to the clothes on my back. The food and water at the house. About three or four years ago, my house flooded. My wife been wanting new countertops and cabinets for a long time. And we couldn't afford it. And we didn't want a flood to get it, but through the flood, she got everything and more. She got the kind of countertop, man, and the cabinet that she wanted, paid in full.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can be thankful even though devastation hit. I know Sister Joanne Clyde. Where she at? A few years ago, a tornado hit Morgan County. When I went out there to see her house, there was a 2x4 that had flew through the air and was sticking up in the side of her house. Sticking up, going through the wall, the outside. Still sticking there. And her whole house was moved off the foundation.
Amen.
And she was, man, upset about it. I said, well, just hang on, Miss Joanne. I said, God ain't done yet.
Amen.
He ain't done speaking yet.
Jesus.
Let's just keep on praising the Lord. Well, you know what? They removed that whole old house.
Amen.
And put her a brand spanking new one.
Amen.
On that foundation.
Yes.
She came out 10 times better.
Amen.
That the tornado blowed that one off the foundation because she got her a nice house.
Amen.
Nice house. I'm
Amen.
Talking about some nice countertop, nice floor.
Amen.
I'm talking about brand spanking new.
Hallelujah.
So But learn to be thankful. But I'm also thankful that the Lord had given me a good wife. Good wife. I tell her all the time, she said, she don't even say nothing no more. See, I got me a good wife. I got me a good wife. I got me an amazing woman. I got me a good woman. Ooh, I got me a hot woman. I mean, a fine woman. She don't say nothing. She said, you just talking. I'm like, I ain't just talking. I'm talking about what I got.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, I talk more about how good she looked in my truck. But I'm thankful for my wife.
I ask him if he's calling those things that be not as though they were.
That does help too. So I'm thankful that through her, the Lord gave me four healthy children.
Thank you, Jesus.
Four healthy children.
Thank you, Lord.
Healthy. Man, when a child is born healthy,
amen.
Man, you ought to be happy.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
For those of us that ain't never been born with a child that something was wrong with, and you have to take care of for 20 or 30, 40 years,
that's right.
And it never had a productive life,
Jesus.
You don't understand the pain, the suffering they went through.
Amen.
To love that child and take care of it. If you're born with a healthy child, you need to be very thankful
thank
before you
Lord.
Leave that hospital.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful for my grandsons.
Yes.
I got four of them now. And I'm thankful that, man, they all of them going to end up being worshipers. Josiah's a worshiper. Peyton's a worshiper. Little Fielding's a worshiper. And the other one, he ain't talking much yet. But whenever he get to talking, he's going to be jump right in there with them other three. And they're going to be doing this right here on Sunday morning. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that.
Thank you,
I'm thankful that the Lord called me to preach. I never asked him to preach. I got to thinking about this morning. I done probably been on 65 or 70 round trips to Asia and to Africa. 70 round trips. That's 70 times around the world.
Wow.
In an airplane. A round trip to Asia is one time around the world. And I done been on 65 to 70, and ain't not one jet has crashed.
Come on.
I'm living to tell about it.
God is
but that's a lot of time to be dependent on something 35,000, 40,000 feet in the air that didn't nothing happen to me. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful.
Amen.
I'm thankful for every plane ticket the Lord provided for me to go on them trips. I got so much to be thankful for.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord forbid I ever be unthankful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or take anything for granted. If you're viewing today from your living room or your home or another country, the message today is just be very thankful for whatever has come into your life, whether it be big or small. Always give God thanks. And if you continue to go through those gates with thanksgiving and into the courts of the Lord with praise, the Lord will continue to bless you and show you His goodness. Today, take time to praise Him. Take time to think about all the wonderful things He has prevented and blessed you with. God is good. Always remember that. And if you don't know Jesus, remember, give your life to the Lord. He's already died on the cross. Believe that. He's already rose from the dead. Believe that. Believe that in your heart. Confess with your mouth. The Bible says you shall be saved.
Amen.
Give your life to the Lord. It'll be the best thing, best choice you've ever made.
Amen.
On planet Earth.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.